many people around the South Island woke to a winter wonderland this morning that closed roads, schools and isolated towns. The snow fell down to near sea level in places, with temperatures plummeting overnight, dropping to minus 8 at Auraki, Mount Cook. Snow showers hit the hills in Dunedin, Central Otago and Southland. Many state highways were closed for much of the day, opening with warnings of snow and ice. Tess Brunton has more.
The small Clutha community of Lawrence, along the main route between Dunedin and Queenstown, was cut off for several hours due to the snow. Jailbreak Cottage owner Mel Foster says Lawrence was locals only, while the popular tourist route was shut off, an unusual experience for the town. While it will take a toll on some businesses, Ms Foster says most embrace the snow day.
Well, it's a day off for most people. A lot of people work out of Lawrence, so they weren't able to commute to their job, so it was very much a compulsory relax and enjoy the snow day. So from a family point of view, it's a bit of a bonus.
She took her two dogs for a walk at former Goldfield Gabriel's Gully, which she says had snow up to 20 centimetres deep in some places.
Just beautiful out there. The lovely grey and white landscape. We were the first people out there, so quite a surreal experience when you're the first person at snow like that, and the dogs were bounding through the snow and, yeah, sinking quite deep actually, so but they loved it.
Over on the west coast, dairy farmer Mike Havel says he's been rescuing calves born yesterday in snow up to 10 centimetres deep. He's been on his farm halfway between Greymouth and Reefton for 11 years and has not seen snow like it. Mr. Havel says it's lucky it wasn't windy, which would have lowered the temperature to bitterly cold levels as calving began early.
Calving date was due to start in a few more days, but there's about a dozen cows decided they'd had enough yesterday, so we were rushing around picking up calves, getting them in the shed and getting a warm feed into them.
Mr. Havel says it's been a fine day today, but snow was still on the ground at midday. Up north, access to and from Golden Bay was cut off until mid-morning as heavy snow closed State Highway 60 over the Takaka Hill. A freight company boss, Merv Solly, says snow in the area was the lowest in half a century and created a big backlog of freight for his company.
It's pretty low, and there's even snow on Mount Bernier, Collingwood. That don't happen very often. It's one of the heavier falls in the last 50 years, I'd say. Yeah, it's not far off the Muscle Inn. I'd really wish that climate change had come back. It was good while we had it. This is terrible.
Others in Takaka embrace the novelty of snow in Golden Bay. Owner of the Wholemeal Cafe, ID Green, says it's created a bit of excitement amongst the locals in the village.
It's so low. It's really, really low. It's so pretty as well. It's really nice. I think everyone just gets a little bit excited more than anything when the snow's this low over here.
Met Service meteorologist Peter Little says it's been a significant snow event.
I mean, much of Southland has been blanketed right down to sea level, and it is unusual to see snowfalls near to sea level on the west coast as far north as Westport. There's also been reports of snow on the hills near Rotorua in the North Island. So it is an unusual snow event. We may get these events sort of maybe once a year, every couple of years.
Peter Little says people should embrace the snow day, as warmer weather is on its way. For Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, Tane.
It's just come out to 16 minutes past five. Also, while most highways have reopened, the road to Milford Sound remains closed. Just keep that in mind. That's between Hollyford and Chasm. So the road to Milford Sound remains closed while most of the other highways have reopened.